that bad? What's wrong with it? I was out in the rain. Well, I was at Walmart. And it was one of those bad times at Walmart when I picked one of those squeaky carts. It wasn't squeaky. It was kind of the one that goes, and you push it. And the faster you go, sounds like you're riding a horse. And so I swapped out that cart. I always do that when I get a bum cart. I should just go back, but I look for an abandoned cart, and then I swap it out. First I see, make sure there's nobody there. But back to the rain. Yeah, my hair got wet. It wouldn't stop raining. No. Only the old ladies are waiting for it to stop raining. What do I look like? No, I just go for it. But I love the sound of pouring rain. I'm not a fan of rain. I'm not a fan of clouds, but at Walmart, it's fantastic when it's raining because you get this white noise hum. At first, I thought it was a giant fan. Then I realized, no, it's raining at Walmart. Great day for me today. Hi, everybody. Martin Zunder. Today is a great day for you, too, because now we're going to talk about the leopardess moving east to west. We've covered the Buddhists. We've covered the Hindus, yes, and we've covered nothing else yet. There are two more religions. We've jumped Jerusalem. Jerusalem, remember, is the hub, to the east of which are the Hindus and the Buddhists, to the west of which are the Islamists or you have to be careful. I don't even want to. We're so politically correct nowadays that you're going to insult anybody no matter what. So I'm not going to be too careful. Let's just say those who practice Islam. I don't know what you're supposed to say. Mohammedans, maybe. I don't know. Muhammad is their great prophet. But listen to this. Islam and Christianity, in contrast to the two previous religions, are departures from divine revelation. And this is why they're so deceptive and have so many followers, because it's loosely based. I'll even go so far as to say Christianity is loosely based on the scriptures, loosely based. Whereas these other two religions, Buddhism and Hinduism, clearly departures. There's no contact with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or, in fact, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob themselves. So Islam is derived, it's a derivative of the Jewish religion. And you might say, and I will say, Christianity is also a derivative of the Jewish religion as it's commonly accepted. Well, Christianity as it stands today certainly is. They're drawing on the Ten Commandments, they're drawing on the Jewish feasts. We see more and more popularity of all things Jewish, and Christians want to be Jewish. They want to be friends of Israel, all this. We know that we're not Christians. We are members of the body of Christ. We have a distinct message given us by the Apostle Paul. So we can go ahead and say that Christianity, as presently constituted, is based on Judaism. But Paul isn't. Paul jumped from the ship of Judaism. Paul, he considered his past. He thought about it. He looked at it after his conversion, and he counted it all as dung. And so there is no connection, practically speaking, between Judaism and us, the body of Christ. Now, Paul does draw on examples. They're examples for us. Everything that happened to those people are examples to us. But both Islam and Christianity name Abraham. In fact, Muhammad seems to have had a considerable acquaintance with the Hebrew scriptures. You know, that only goes so far, obviously. Islam recognizes corrupt forms of the books of Moses, the Psalms, and the Gospels. They recognize it. They're corrupt forms, though. Now, I don't sit here and pretend to be an expert on Islam. Apparently, you have to study this for years and years. I'm just moving through this territory. But I learn enough to identify it. With the identification marks listed for Daniel by God in chapter 7 of his vision, the leopardess, four wings, four heads, and authority was granted to it. This is so great because it's happening today. People say, Martin, you got to look to Israel for to know what's going on in the end times. No, I look to Islam. I look to Islam to know what's happening. Because she is a major player now. And wait till you hear what A.E. Nock wrote in 1936 when he wrote Concordant Studies in the Book of Daniel. Now, I'm in verse 6 of chapter 7. In place of this perceiving am I, and behold, another animal as a leopardess. She has four flyer's wings on her arched back, and four heads has the animal. Jurisdiction is being granted to her. Jurisdiction. Authority. Might we say real estate? Might we say power? Might we say speed? So back to what I was saying about the falsifications of the religions. Both Islam and Christianity, and I hope not to get in trouble here with the nice people of Islam because I am putting Christianity in the same boat. I'm not a Christian supremacist who says all other religions are evil. In fact, Buddhism and Hinduism are better religions. They're nobler. They're more pure and holy. That's why maybe overall they don't have as many adherents or followers as the exciting religions. These are the religions on the move, Islam and Christianity. And Islam and Christianity have been duking it out for years. And it's nothing has stopped today except it's getting worse. It also appears that Muhammad seemed also to be in close contact with dark spirit forces. This is A. Enoch now from the book Through His Swoons. Swoons. The man swooned. Now, swoon is also a word used of young teenage girls when they encountered the Beatles, to become lightheaded, to pass out. But a swoon in the religious vein is a vision, is you like go out of your right mind and you become receptive to spiritual influence, and these are not always good spiritual influences. In the case of Muhammad, I propose to you that they were not. From these swoons, he received the main ideas contained in the Quran. So there you have that. All right. I've been waiting to read, I've been waiting to read this one paragraph to you, but I want to still put it off for a second here. I'm going to read again from the, look at, being falsifications, that is, Islam and Christianity. It's like so near and yet so far, right? You've heard that term. So near and yet so far. And when it's near, then it's more deceptive, you see, because it's based, well, they talk about Moses, Christianity. Well, they talk about Jesus Christ. So it's near to the truth. But it's a falsification of the truth, and it's morally lower. Islam and Christianity are both morally lower. Christianity is a religion, ladies and gentlemen, and it's morally lower than either Buddhism or Hinduism. This is the pattern we're seeing in Daniel's vision, which was also the pattern of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. The image, also the pattern, starts high, goes low, and yet it becomes more morally inferior as it progresses, and yet the latter state, which is always a composite, is stronger than the former state. It's stronger. It becomes either powerful by military might or by wealth. This is what we're going to find in Daniel. It's corrupted. It's always corrupted. Christianity is corrupted. Islam is corrupted. I can't really say that about Hinduism and Buddhism. And it's so interesting, again, that Jerusalem is the hub between these four religions as we travel east to west on the globe. Listen to this. This is A. Enoch writing in 1936 on page 223 of Concordance Studies in the Book of Daniel. If you don't have this book, you can order it at concordant.org. They may have a downloadable version there, I'm not sure. Quote, written in 1936, the swiftness with which Islam spread has, I suppose, no parallel among the religions. It may be that the evangel of Christ spread more rapidly and more generally in the early days of its dissemination. But that could not be counted a religion figured by a ferocious beast. On the contrary, four-winged Islam was a militant, politically minded religion soon after it began. Christianity was little more than a harmless lamb before the time of Constantine. This swiftness may account for the four wings of the leopardess. The four wings of the leopardess. Speed, swiftness. A leopardess is fast enough with wings, and they're not clipped. The wings were scraped smooth with the lioness, with Buddhism. It started to move west, but it was soon stopped and it settled. The she-bear has no wings. Hinduism. It set foot in India, started up, that's where it stayed. The leopardess, however, Islamic religion has four wings, and this speaks of its speed. Listen to this. I'm quoting again from the book. Islam is still mobile, as we know. 1936. Islam is still mobile, as we know, making swifter inroads into the African jungle than the missionaries of Christ. African jungle? Boy, if A.E. Nock was alive today to see the swiftness of Islam, that's why I look at Islam, I look at this prophecy, and I look at the translation of the critical Hebrew stem that would make the first beast legitimately the Eastern beast. It opens up an entire vein of truth that nobody out there has seen except this man, A.E. Nock. And now I, Martin Zender, am publicizing this. I'm trying to popularize it. I'm getting this truth to you. I am a messenger only. I didn't invent this truth. A.E. Nock discovered this while translating with a system. And look what it opens up. It's in the news today. This is why I can confidently predict to you the near future of this religion and its end. And the end of the religion west of it, which is Christianity. All right, that's enough for now. I love it when I make sense. But again, I'm just passing along information to you. I want you to read along with me. I want you to open up the scriptures with me. Open up Daniel chapter 7. Read it yourself. This was meant to be known in the last days. The Spirit of God said to Daniel, "Seal up the vision until the time of the end." And I told you before, Daniel is an end guy. It's always the time of the end, the time of the end, the time of the end. Seal it until the time of the end. This code was cracked in 1936 because that was the time of the end. And if 1936 was the time of the end, this sure is. And now we're seeing an historic motion, speed of Islam that not even today modern commentators are relating to Daniel. Only this man who translated the scriptures himself with a method, A.E. Nock. A guy born in Missouri, parents were German, wanted to be an astronomer, decide, he looked, took one look at the heavens and said, the heck with those planets, I want to find out who made the planets, and started seeking God and giving God the respect due him by translating scripture with a method. Look what it opens up. Tomorrow, more on the leopardess, which is Islam.